always difficult to gauge a 0-0 draw from a fan's point of view, Mark. Was it a point hard earned or 2 points dropped for you?
I thought, look at the performance. First half wasn't good enough. Probably the worst we've been for a while. We reacted to the second half, better second half. But you look at the first half performance, you're lucky to get a point. Second half, we finished the game the same, we dropped two, that type of game. But as I said the other day, we have to learn from that, because the first half wasn't at the level required. Players are the first to admit that and know that, and we have to improve, and we will do.
I guess you're getting used to, as the season's gone over, you've been at Brentford long enough now to see that other teams, especially at home, will try and stop you from playing, will put bodies behind the ball, and you have to work a way around them. What are you doing to solve that?
Well, they're a victim to set the players. They're a victim of their own success in terms of teams are sitting back now. I mean, very hard to break them down. We have to recognise that and be clever with it. Take more care in the final third, be more clinical in the final third, and show the quality that I think we have in the dressing room. They're a great group of players, and it's their hard work and efforts that have got them to this position now. But now they have to maximise the opportunity, and it's there for them. And as I say, they've earned the opportunity. But they're the key words for us: taking care, be more clinical, and enjoy scoring goals.
It's been a very exciting day at the top of League One. You'd expect Wolves to be out there in front. Leighton Orient have dropped points. You've achieved more points than you did last season. Is your view beyond Sheffield United, or is it just all about Sheffield United?
No, just about Tuesday. That's the only focus. There's no point winning a game in 3 weeks' time if you lose the next two. So our only focus now is a good performance, good result, hopefully on Tuesday. And every club should be the same, I'm sure. With a scrap at the bottom, fighting at the top, there's no easy 3 points here, and we have to recognise that and go about business in the right way.
Tell us what you're up to this weekend, because presumably you're staying up for the Sheffield United game. I understand you're all going to a football match tomorrow.
We're staying up. Recovery session in the morning. The boys who played will be in the pool. Other guys, 8-9 guys, will do a session tomorrow and work quite hard. And then we're going to Liverpool Spurs game in the afternoon, courtesy of Mr McParlin. So looking forward to a very exciting game. But the focus, that's good for the boys. But then Monday morning we train, lunch and travel off to Sheffield and prepare for the game on Tuesday night.